can't see you.
Jesus, man.
Jesus, man. Oh, we didn't end that last podcast
right.
Oh,
no.
But that's okay. We'll start this one right. We are going to take a really funny, one of our more funny moments from an adventure that we've had recently going to Hollywood Babylon. And we are going to add a phrase to our game. Is going to be take lines from movies.
Yeah.
And we're going to add what is now, in my opinion, the ultimate ending line of any movie.
Jesus, man.
The ultimate movie, Jesus gave me back my life. I don't remember the name of the movie. But we learned about it from going to the Hollywood Babylon. And that was To Be or Not to Be. Great acting with Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman. And it was the end of this movie, and it was like this corrupted...
Hey, Scotty.
It's a wonderful life-type movie, but instead of the kid never being born, it was a world in which that Jesus didn't die for our sins.
It's called Second Glance.
It's called Second Glance? Did you find it?
I found it.
Oh, okay. So the ultimate excellent ending of Second Glance. It's, hey, Scotty.
It's free to watch on Tubi.
It's, are you kidding me? We're so gonna Mystery Science Theater that.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Scotty. Jesus, man. So we agreed that we are gonna try to come up with lines from other movies. But we have to end it with, Jesus, man. Or, hey, so-and-so. However we can get it to blend in. Yeah. Jesus, man.
Jesus, man.
Okay, so are you ready to try this out? This could be the greatest train wreck ever or not. But are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Do you want to go first or second?
You can go first.
Okay. From the epic Batman the movie, Batman 89. Jack Napier's quote before he shoots Martha and Thomas Wayne. Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight, Mr. Wayne? Jesus, man!
Okay.
You have an unfair advantage. That you can look up movie quotes on your phone while we're doing this.
I don't need my phone to look up movie quotes. That's what my brain is for.
Yes.
But
give me a second while that my brain
thinks of a movie quote.
Yeah.
Okay. I will. I'll pull out an easy one. Okay. Avengers. Assemble!
Jesus, man! Yeah. Hey, Mr. Stark, you remember that really old movie where that they tied up the robot's feet? Tony Stark. Jesus, man. Peter Parker's describing Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you remember that really old movie? Empire Strikes Back? Jesus, Tony. Jesus, man. How old is this kid?
Jesus, man. How old is this kid?
The snow planet with the walkie thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I have an issue.
What's wrong? You can't get your movie
I can quote that entire... I can probably quote that entire movie. A one-person show. It's just...
Captain America Civil War, starring Rick Kane.
And nobody else.
Rick Kane as Captain America. Rick Kane as Peter Parker. Rick Kane as Bucky Barnes.
And introducing.
Introducing Scotty. Jesus, man.
Okay.
It's your turn.
Communism is just a red herring.
Jesus, man. Okay, can I do the same, Phil?
Yeah.
With the smoke and the flames and the steam and the Jesus man.
Oh my gosh. Okay. It's like, and just because you'll only see us as a jock, a nerd, an athlete, a princess, and a Braxis case. Sincerely yours, the Breakfast Club. Oh, does that answer your question? Sincerely yours, the Breakfast Club.
Jesus, man.
And it's been punching
his face in the air.
Jesus, man.
Hey. Not every man has a fine-looking woman that'll bring him lasagna for lunch. Jesus, man. Sometimes your girls just cheat on you.
Live long and prosper. Jesus, man.
Hey, wait. Can I do the newer version of that?
Yeah.
I know. Through saying this, it may sound a little self-serving, but live long and prosper. It's when the two Spocks talk to each other.
Ah. Okay.
Jesus, man.
Anger. Fear leads to hate. Hate leads to anger. Anger is the path to the dark side. Jesus, man.
Fear. Do or do not. There is no try. Jesus, man.
Master Skywalker. There's too many of them. What are we going to do? Jesus, man.
All right, do the other one. Do the one that you always quote. The high ground. Do the high ground.
It's over, Anakin. I have the high ground.
Jesus, man.
You underestimate my power.
Oh my god.
Just mask a Skywalker.
And return of the and the Empire Strikes Back is the most fameful vintage of all that it is. Do you know what that movie is about? Intergalactic Civil War? Jesus, man! It's about intergalactic gentrification! Cooper X is my hero now.
Okay, I gotta think of one. I see you shiver with Aunt Tissa.
Jesus, man! Patient!
This is gonna be super short.
All right, you join in with me, okay?
Okay.
Janet.
Dr. Scott.
Rocky. Jesus, man. Dr. Scott. Rocky. Okay. Brad. Cheese. Jesus, man. Okay. Awesome.
Gosh. Okay, now here's the fun part. It's like when you know too many, and then your mind just goes, I don't know.
Your mind starts to bleed them together, and you don't know which one that you want to say. We're live, pal.
We're live, pal.
Okay. Go ahead, go. Do yours.
I say, this is Knives Out. I'm going to do a really bad, Daniel Craig impression from Knives Out.
Okay.
I say, there's been a water. Jesus. A mortar.
There's been a mortar.
Jesus, man.
All right. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. Crap. I had it.
I talked over it. I'm sorry.
She's crying. There's no crying in baseball. Jesus, man.
Oh my gosh. What's the Ferris Bueller thing? He's like, time moves. Something moves life goes very fast. If you don't stop and look around for a while,
You can miss it.
You can miss it.
Jesus, man. Hey, Scott. Jesus. Oh, my God.
Jesus, man.
Sorry, speaking of, hey, Scotty, Jesus, yeah. Man. Hey, Scotty, you got to give me all the power you can. Jesus, man. I'm giving it all I can, Captain.
I'm giving it all she's got.
Dog, Captain. Jesus, man.
Okay, this isn't a movie, but it's a TV quote.
Okay.
I protest. I am not a married man.
Jesus, man. Do the speech for the King and Princess Bride.
Oh, she's, I loved you, but I have my country's 500. You want to come see the torture? Jesus, man, I'd love to, but I got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilder to blame for it. I'm swamped.
I'm swamped.
Jesus, man.
The Brute Squad. He is the Brute Squad. Jesus, man.
I thought you were dead. Death cannot stop true love. Can only delay it for a while.
Jesus, man. You can't. And the biggest one of them all is to never fool around with a Sicilian when death's on the line. Jesus, man.
He's like, I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Jesus, man.
Oh, this was... I'm going to get canceled for this one.
God.
This one's going to get to the bishop.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Okay, this one's not a movie quote, but I'm going to do an impression.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Jesus, man. Miska, Miska, Vicky Mouse. Jesus, man.
That's awesome.
Hot dog.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Okay, I had a TV one that I wanted to do, too. And then it's left my mind.
Maybe it's okay if it was so much on the bed.
Maybe it's okay.
Jeez, we gotta think of
one. There's all sorts of movies that I love that I used to quote all the time. But my life stuck. I can't believe that kid is on the escalator. Jesus, man.
I can't see it. It's a sailboat. No, what does he say? No, like it's a
schooner.
Jesus, man.
It's not a schooner. It's a sailboat. Yeah, a schooner is a sailboat. You stupid head. Jesus, man.
Dang it. I had another one, too, and now it's escaped me.
Oh, son of Jor-El, kneel before Zod. Jesus, man.
It was a movie. Was it a 90s movie? what's the clueless thing? It's like, then I realized, I love Josh.
Jesus, man.
As if.
Oh my God. I still have some like moral issues with the conclusion of Clueless.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Okay, at first I was really stubborn to watch it. And then I watched it and I was enjoying it. And then all that stuff with like her and Adam Driver, not
Paul Rudd?
With Paul Rudd.
Adam Driver? You are the only person on earth that has ever confused Ant-Man with freaking, oh my
all
God.
All the white Hollywood actors get bundled up.
They all look the same to you. It's okay, we're talking about white people.
Yeah, they're all the same person. and Yeah, that was, like, the thing. I was like, aren't they, like, technically, like, brother and sister? And, like, mom kept trying to justify
your
it.
Your mom was
just like, no, they're not. Shoot, he was her stepbrother, and now not her stepbrother.
They don't have common parents.
Yeah.
Her mom and dad is not his mom and dad.
Yeah. But still,
they were family. Her dad was married to his mom.
Uh-huh.
Which made them brother and sister.
They were still siblings.
And your mom fought hard about that.
I'm like, it's
like, I didn't realize how invested that you were in freaking Clueless.
Yeah.
And then it was in that moment we realized that love was the ultimate trip.
Jesus man. you know any fun Gilmore Girls?
Gilmore Girls. No, it's just like anything that Taylor says and then the rest of the damn town. Yeah. I can't think of any. You know, I have now officially, I'm admitting this online, that this is going to be out there in the interweb. I'm more embarrassed about what I'm about to say than the last 15 minutes of what we've done.
Okay.
I have now officially, I can say that I have watched every episode of the Gilmore Girls. I watched it start to finish on Netflix. No cis white male should be able to say that. The single H isn't here from to confirm or deny if I said that right. Did I say
you
that right?
You said that right.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought of another one.
All right, please.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
You know, Robin, they may be drinkers, but Jesus, man, they're also people.
Holy Jesus, man, Batman.
Holy hole in a rock, Batman. Yeah. Jesus, man, Robin.
Holy hole in a donut. Jesus, man. Oh, no, that's not what I meant to say. It's like, Bruce, some people just want to watch the world burn. Jesus, man.
Did I ever tell you how I got these scars? My father was a drinker. Jesus, man. Mr. Wayne, I can no longer be a part of these things. I'm trying to quote Lucius Fox when he finds out about the bat sonar.
Yeah, he's like, as long as this exists, I can't do this. I can't be a part of it. Jesus, man.
Yeah, okay, well that crumbled.
Yeah.
There were diamonds in the size of tangerines. Jesus, man.
Could you...
Santa Fe!
Jesus, man! dang it, I had another one.
Sorry.
I lost it. Okay, I'll do this one while I think of it. Jesus, man. 15 minutes to curtain.
15 minutes to curtain, Mr. Cooper. Alice Cooper.
Jesus, man. Sorry, Scooter. I didn't realize you were going to barge in like this.
Can I get you to sign your soul over?
Would you like to sign your soul?
All right, can we talk about the devil horns real quick?
Yeah.
Can we talk about the fact that we learned earlier today?
Yes, I really much enjoyed that fact.
Can you quote it?
I don't remember who it was. Who was it?
It was somebody from Black Sabbath, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it was either a guitarist or a lead singer of Black Sabbath.
It was not Ozzy. It was the bassist, I think.
Okay. Of Black Sabbath.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, you didn't send it to me.
Yeah.
It was, of Black Sabbath, and he was saying how the devil horns weren't meant to be a Hail Satan type thing. It was something he got from his grandmother. He used to use that symbol to, like, ward off
the devil.
Yeah, ward off the evil spirits, ward off the devil. So he just, during a concert, he did that to the audience just because that's what his grandma did. And then it just caught on.
And essentially, it's like flipping the devil off instead of praising him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Where are we at? We're at 20 minutes. I think that's long enough for this podcast. That was Parts of Unknown for this week. Your name is...
Rick Kane. Your name is...
Michael Davis. Jesus, man!